James had hoped that the password to the headmaster's staircase hadn't changed since he, Ralph and Rose had gone to ask permission to start the defense club. By the time he got to the gargoyle guarding the entrance, he'd nearly forgotten the old Welsh phrase, but when he remembered it and said it aloud, the gargoyle stepped tiredly aside.
"Nothing good comes from such a late visit,"
the gargoyle muttered as James and Cedric passed.
"But then again, what do I know? My head's made of marble."
At the top of the staircase, Cedric walked silently through the office door. A few moments later, the bolt shot back from the inside and the door creaked slowly open.
"They're all asleep," Cedric whispered, indicating the headmaster's portraits. "Even Dumbledore and Snape."
James nodded and crept into the room. The office was quite dark and foreboding, despite the sound of mingled snores from the portraits. A single beam of moonlight laid a stripe across the floor, up the front of the massive desk, and across Merlin's focusing book. James crept across the floor towards the desk, not wishing to look at the Amcera Certh, but unable to avoid it. The surface of the mirror was thick with rolling, silvery smoke, casting its own pale light on the nearby furnishings.
"I only need a few minutes," James whispered, his teeth chattering.
The headmaster's office was unusually cold. James could see his breath puffing as he spoke.
"I just need you to lock the door afterwards."
There was no answer. Cedric had already gone out to the hallway to wait. He'd told James that he hated being in Merlin's office.
"Too many traps," he'd said simply, "even for a ghost."
Something white and flitting reached lazily out to James. He jumped, and his heart lurched up into his throat, pounding wildly. It was only the linen curtains hung over the window, billowing in a sudden breeze. It was no wonder the office was so cold. Merlin had left his window open, leaving the cold night wind to play in the curtains. Through the window, James could just see the arc of the moon. It hung in the sky like a bone-coloured scythe. He shivered and willed his heart to stop pounding. Trembling, he turned back to the desk. The focusing book seemed to glow in the beam of moonlight. The closed cover was very thick, bound with polished wood and brass hinges. There was a lock, but it was unlatched. James touched the book and then quickly opened it, wanting to get the task over as soon as possible. The pages were heavy, made of a rich, creamy paper that slid easily under James's fingertips. Every page was almost entirely blank, except for a single line handwritten in ink, a place and a date. James flicked through them as quickly and carefully as possible, reading each one. After a minute, an idea struck him. He flipped to the end of the book and found blank pages. Quickly, he paged backwards, riffling through the heavy blank pages until he got to the last one with writing on it. He stopped, jabbed a finger at it, and read, "The Grave of the Sort Host, October."